whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Now we are joined by our sports director and all-around good guy, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Morning, guys. Is there more optimism now?
I think it's trending towards more optimism. I'll flip it around on you. How did you feel on Monday, and how do you feel right now, Jeff?
You know, I think when you get around a team and you see them in practice, you see the energy, you hear some of the things they say, you start looking at some of the stats, especially against this team, I think you start finding ways that they can be victorious. So, yeah, I'm more optimistic. I like the energy of practice. They've been outside. I mean, they've done what they needed to do. All this is great. Obviously, what they do Saturday night really matters.
Who's going to be the biggest playmaker on offense if they win the football game? Outside of Russ.
George has to be a playmaker in this game. Has to. I mean, yeah, they're going to try to run the ball and establish the run and all the things that we've seen from Mike Tomlin's offenses over the years. But, man, they have to get some chunk plays against this Ravens team. Just have to, because they're going to stack the box and say, throw it. And if you can't throw it, you're not going to win.
How big of a piece is Deshaun Elliott in this game, having not played last time out against the Ravens?
Yeah, you know, he's a bigger body. He's a sure tackler. That's the thing about him. And like, you would be hard-pressed to find a tape full of missed tackles from Deshaun Elliott. And not having him in that game, and the communication aspect he provides and what he does down there and allows Minka to do in the back is huge. So I do think that's a difference. I think that will help. I think that's part of what Baltimore took advantage of with Derrick Henry in that last game, is not having Deshaun Elliott in there. He can be a difference maker for them in the middle of the field, even if it's not turnovers, but just with his ability to shore up that middle and not allow ball carriers to run free.
More of a psychological question. Jeff Hathorn joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. You've got Cam Hayward, you've got TJ Watt, and then you've got Mike Tomlin, and finally, the national media seems to be circling the waters around Mike Tomlin. Is there a win one for those Gippers kind of feel in there, Jeff? Is that a motivating factor?
You know, it's funny because Queen was asked about that yesterday, and he said absolutely that they want to win it for – they want to get this off the backs of Cam and TJ, and that is talked about in that room. Man, I think ultimately when you're a team, you work so hard to get to this point. All of them, not just a couple of guys. Like, you're looking for it from a team aspect. I mean, you've been with these guys. You have these lofty goals. You're sitting at 10-3, and those goals, I mean, whether you listen to the outside stuff or not, even internally, you're thinking, man, we're first place. I mean, we're starting to roll here. I think there is some momentum, but obviously these guys are looking to pull it through for each and every one of them.
Do you think they'll win the game?
I think they have a chance. I still do like the matchup. I'm still looking at that Baltimore game as a one-off, not as a Baltimore's figured the Steelers out. If they can get turnovers, especially early, they rattled Derrick Henry with the turnover early, and I think rattled the play calling for a little bit for Baltimore in that first game. They need an early turnover, and they need a couple of turnovers. Just get in their heads, put the pressure on it, because no doubt, I mean, we might think there's pressure. The pressure's on Baltimore. I mean, they're talking Super Bowl with this team. They haven't done it with this group of guys. They're setting up. They're the ones playing the best. They get behind, the pressure's all going to be on them, but that's on the Steelers to apply that pressure and be aggressive offensively, please.
Jeff, college football playoff. I'm not going to ask you about the Buckeye game.
We know where you,
we know where you
yeah,
stand on
we know
that.
Who's winning the national championship in Jeff's mind.
And I'm rooting for the Buckeyes, too. I put that out there. So you've got a friend in me, not just James Taylor. But who do you like tonight? Penn State, Notre Dame. Where are your rooting interests, but who do you think will win the game?
Remember that 6-4 game that Penn State and Iowa played?
Yes.
Won't be quite that, but listen, it's two really good defenses. I mean, really solid defense. I just think Penn State has a little bit more to offer offensively. I think Aller's a little bit better than Leonard, and no one has a tight end like Penn State has. And I think he's going to make a couple of plays, and that's going to be the difference, that Penn State's offense is just a little bit better, and it's going to be able to find a couple of plays against Notre Dame. And listen, that defense is outstanding, but I think Penn State wins it.
Doran, if it's a 6-4 game, we might get to bed at a reasonable hour tonight, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Jeff, a follow-up to what you had said about starting quick offensively, and we heard Arthur Smith's comments yesterday, burning boats, things of that nature. Do you expect them to try to take the fight to the Ravens offensively? Might they throw the ball on first down before the two-minute drill?
Don't get crazy now. But yeah, I think I believe him when he says in the burning of the boats, and I do believe we will. I mean, I feel very confident we're going to see Justin Fields if there are struggles. But I don't want to just see him on third down. Like, put him out there. How are the Ravens going to react? You see him come out for a series, even if he doesn't play the whole series. Like, not to the James Franklin extent of just throwing it up for throwing it up, but what if Fields went back, play action, and took a shot downfield to George? I know he doesn't throw the great moon ball, but he has a great arm. Like, I'd love to see something like that. I mean, not just the obvious where he might roll out to the right. Do something different. That's what they've talked about. No, go do it. You're the underdog. You need to create something. I do think we will see a couple of plays, and I do think we're going to see Justin Fields in this game, unless the offense just starts out lights up. Lights out, and if that's the case, then everybody's happy regardless.
Some Justin Fields deep shots. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that an awful lot. Boswell going to be okay?
I think so. Unfortunately, you know, his locker's relatively close to Cam, so it sounds like he got the Hayward's flu because Connor had it too. But yeah, I think he'll be okay. And listen, the last thing you need to do if a kicker is sick is to have him stand around outside at the stadium for 2 hours. Let him get inside, get him some chicken soup. I think he's going to be okay. But obviously, man, it's funny. Not funny, but I mean, he is such a huge part of what they have done this year. You need him 100%.
Yeah, you can have Boswell stand next to Pickens, though. You know he wouldn't catch the flu. Woo! I did it again, Doran. Now, he'll speak today, right, Jeff? George? Since it's like technically a Friday?
Sure.
Okay.
That's sure. The plan.
Very good. Sure. Jeff, always
sure.
Great.
Plan.
Sure.
We'll talk to you hopefully after. Well, hopefully we'll be talking to you next Tuesday about what they did to win the game and who they got coming up next. Appreciate the time as always.
That would be awesome. See you, boys.
Bye, Jeffrey. Thanks,
Jeff Hathorn. Good stuff with him.
What was that helmet in the background?
I was looking at the picture of himself.
That was himself. That was him?
That was a portrait of a young Jeff Hathorn.
Oh.
In the back. Do you guys have pictures of yourself?
Yes.
No.
Like portraits?
Yeah.
Like in your, like, basically. Behind you? If you were doing on a camera, you would have it behind you?
Yeah.
I love Jeff.
That, no, man, that is so obnoxious. I have a sculpture of myself with six-pack abs. I put it behind me for every Zoom call.
An or.
Jeff is.
In an or. That's right.
What was GT?
It's not Georgia Tech, right?
No, that's a different logo.
Yeah, you can have pictures of yourself in the background, accomplishments, of course.
Where
if you're not
going to
tout your own accomplishments, who is?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jeff's just a very good man.
I'm not sure that was Jeff either.
It was Jeff.
Okay.
Guaranteed it was Jeff.
Really?
Absolutely. I have really good eyes. Seriously.
Really good eyes.
If you're listening right now, which he probably is that a picture of you? Text us.
What are we talking? 2015 vision? No, 2020?
No, just beautiful brown hair. Like
No. Your eyes.
Oh, my eyes?
Not the age of Jeff in the portrait.
No, they're 2020.
You have contacts? No glasses?
I used to at one point I wanted glasses, so I kind of rigged the test because I wanted a pair of glasses just as like a accessory piece. So I could definitely see the small letters.
Decorative glasses.
But I kind of, and nowadays you can just get those Blu-ray glasses and they're fine. But of course, you know, I was at Lens Crafters doing the whole. Yeah.
I have really good eyes.
Dad, I think I failed the test. I think I need glasses.
It's like Costanza in Sci-Fi. I was picking up those squirrels.
Yeah.
What's the lamest thing you can have pride in? 412-928-9370.